Thank you, Madam Chair. I too warmly welcome the distinguished delegation from Belgium. I address Article 10 on education. The committee commend the high level of educational achievement among women in the state party. And the committee also welcomes that the state party developed a five-year plan for women in STEM and ICT called Women in Digital, National and Intersectoral Strategy 2020 to 2025 at the federal level. And at the regional and the community level, a digital literacy awareness raising campaign called Wallonia Wonder Woman and the Flemish Communities STEM Action Plan 2020-2030 being renewed. However, no country can be perfect in terms of the gender equality, and there's still some room for improvement. So my first point is the STEM education. The committee notes that the percentage of girls enrolled in STEM-related higher education increased from 37% to 40% in Flemish community. However, there was no concrete figure with regard to the in the French community. Therefore, my first question is, what are the impact of the Girls' Day, Boys' Day, Choose Your Career Free of Bias project and the Wallonia Wonder Woman campaign? Is there any increase in the French community of the percentage of girls enrolled in STEM-related higher education? The second point is school dropout. The committee notes that Flemish government approved an action plan entitled Together Against Early School Leaving. And the French community is currently developing a comprehensive plan to combat early school leaving. So my second question is, what measures in these plans are geared specifically for girls from disadvantaged group in their access to education, such as Roma girls, immigrant girls, refugee girls, and girls seeking asylum, and girls with disabilities? Other sources indicate that the schools may prohibit the use of religious symbols such as the Islamic veil, and this ban stigmatizes and discriminates against some children, and in particular Muslim girls, who may be influenced in their choice of school, studies, or employment. So my third question is, what steps has the state party taken to prevent the negative consequence of the ban on the use of religious symbols in public and private schools may have on girls' access to education? Thirdly, regarding the combating harassment and violence in school, in the state party, corporal punishment of children by their parents or other carers is not explicitly prohibited by law. According to the Committee on the Right of Child, intimidation and violence in schools, both by schoolmates and teachers, is still widespread. The 2019 UNESCO report entitled Behind the Numbers, Ending School Violence and Bullying, indicates that 39.8% of girls in French community and 21.1% of girls in Flemish community reported being bullied. So my questions are, please provide information, again, disaggregated by sex, age, educational attainment, nationality, ethnic background, and the disability on victims of bullying and violence over the past 3 years. What steps has the state party taken to combat intimidation and bullying, including cyberbullying in schools, in terms of prevention, early detection mechanisms, empowerment of girls and practitioners? Does the state party intend to regulate bullying and harassment in schools? When does the state party intend to amend its legislation to ban corporal punishment, even in mild forms, in the home and in other types of care setting in the entire country? Finally, but not least, regarding the disadvantaged groups of girls and women, I have two questions. How does the State Party address the issue of education for undocumented girls? How does the State Party inform the girls about their rights, bearing in mind that some are in detention or migration centers? And lastly, what specific steps does the State Party intend to adopt in order to tackle the underrepresentation of women with disabilities, migrant women, Roma women, in quality training programs in order to improve their subsequent access to labor market? Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.